Random screed, random screed, random screed. It's what you need. Wah.
Hey, screeders. I ain't got a lot of call-ins, but I feel like it's time for a random screed. What do you guys think of the people bandying about the word entitlement? What exactly is entitlement, and what does our money entitle us to? If we use our money to support something, what is that money used for, and do we control it anymore after we give it to someone else? I don't know. I do know that today is Thursday, April 18th, 2019. I am Jason Hobbs, and this is Random Screed.
Hey Hobbs, it's Rob from Down in Heap. I don't know how to respond really to the whole OSR thing and whether to care much about if anyone's gatekeeping or purity tests and all that stuff. It all really reminds me of every time I hear about these kerfuffles and nerd fights and shit, I kind of feel like it's a lot like the music scene and arguing about who's punk or who's metal or who's grunge or whatever. And I don't know, it doesn't really matter a whole lot to me what everyone thinks. It only really bothers me when people swoop in and try and capitalize on a term and morph it into something that doesn't really fit with the spirit of the thing. So I don't know what to say, but I don't really care. I play the games I like, and that's it.
And there was Rob C. from Down in a Heap. Hey, man, thanks for calling in. And it's exactly like the music scene, and that's why many people have called the OSR movement a scene as opposed to any of those other things that people have tried to define it as. It's almost really identical to that. The zines and a lot of the things that have kind of shifted around with the OSR and the current state of gaming outside of 5e. It's what we're talking about. We're talking about niche of a niche stuff with people who are very, very deeply invested and inside the movement or the scene itself, and all of them are talking about categorizing and their scene shifting from what it was when I did it. This is what it was now, that's what it was. All those things are microscopic in the large scheme of things, but it seems nerds hold on to microcosms even stronger than everybody else, which shouldn't be a huge surprise, because for some, that's all they ever had. So, anyway, man, thanks for calling in. And it isn't right or wrong. It isn't bad or good. It is what it is. And like I said last episode, I don't think you should try to force other people to believe in your paradigm, because down that path is only madness and disheartening failure.
If he is up or down, his podcast still comes round. Hobbs is in his van, don't turn off that sat nav, man. Random screed, random screed, don't know what you get, but it's what you need.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Random Screed. I have no idea what episode number I'm on. I'm kind of bad at keeping track of that and watching that. And to me, I'm not sure it matters. Hopefully they're in chronological order so we can go back and see the crazy up and down roller coaster that I am and that Random Screed is as kind of a audio recording of me and my life as I walk the path and talk the wrath of bipolarism. So, man, I feel tired today. I was wearing shorts for the last 2 days, and today it's like a high of 50, and it's gray as it can be, and I feel lethargic. It could be that I was up too late last night. I even mentioned this recently that I'm not sure I'm doing as good a job as I could do keeping my sleep schedule under control, even though I am trying to make sure I keep what little medication I use, which is a vitamin D supplement, every day. But yeah, fellas, I'm feeling it today. Tired. But I'm still upbeat. I still feel inspired to get some stuff done, even though I'm not getting any of it done. So I must be feeling a lot of resistance. And it doesn't happen when I have these strange, annoying things happen that get under my skin, even though they shouldn't necessarily. Sometimes they do. So I had a reoccurrence of something happened to me today where one of my patrons from the Hobbs and Friends podcast Patreon, which I think there's a lot of crossover between that show and this show, and a lot of the same people listen to both. Obviously a lot more listen to Hobbs and Friends than listen to this, but I don't think that really matters, and it doesn't surprise me because this is a very personal show, and I can understand the people who have never met me or know anything about me, they may not want to know more, whereas this is kind of what the show is about. So anyway, it was weird that this happened again. The first time it happened, I kind of shrugged it off, talked to the person briefly, and they seemed to think that I should be more transparent. And I'm not sure how more transparent I can be unless it's trying to put out some sort of public message. So I didn't. I intended to, but like so many other things, I didn't get it done. And it came back to haunt me. It's like gaming in an emergent setting and finding out something's going on and then ignoring it completely and then being surprised or annoyed when it seems to keep on going on its own, which definitely shows you more verisimilitude and depth to real life and your D&D setting. So before I tell you exactly what it is, I should say not only did that happen today, I was also looking at my Facebook feed and saw someone complaining about exactly the same thing. They defined it and put a name to it in a way differently than I would. And I should say I'm not angry about this. I was slightly annoyed, and this is why. It's called entitlement. So when we buy something, it's ours to do with what we want. If that's an RPG product, if it's a Matchbox car, we're gonna beat the heck out of and drill up and make into a Gaslands miniature, or if we're gonna tear up an RPG product and burn it in our fireplace, it doesn't matter. We can do whatever we want. It's our money, and we bought something. It's our product. Sure, there's some people and some etiquette and, you know, some certain thought processes that go that way. But then when you start to talk about donations, sponsorships, and giving people money as support. In this instance, it was a Twitch person on my Facebook channel, a Twitch woman, I guess. I don't know anything about the person, but it was basically showed a conversation between a person who had presumably been moderating this woman's Twitch channel for 2 years and was upset when he finally found out that she actually had a husband, because apparently maybe thought he was going to get a little action or have a couple beers and see where it went, and was angry when it had taken the lady 2 years to mention that she had a husband on her Twitch channel. And so he was very upset, and then he was calling her all sorts of bad names and just mad. The guy had been, you know, supporting her monetarily on her Twitch channel and thought that I guess that money should mean more than maybe it does. I don't know. That's why I'm asking you guys. So that happened after I had the second reoccurrence of someone contacting me about what I was doing with the funds I was receiving from my Patreon. All right. So what exactly is a Patreon? And more specifically, what exactly is the Hobbs and Friends Patreon? Well, on HNF, I opened up the Patreon to see if people were interested in helping support me and keeping the show going. So what does that mean? Does that mean the people can earmark that money for very specific things? Yes, I could take the money and I could use it to buy a new mic. And I do use the money for that. I need a new Zoom, or at the very least, I'm going to need a new card for it because it's been jacked up and I had to use a piece of gum to try and get some recordings at GaryCon this year, which is besides the point. The real point is this. I was using funds received on Patreon from my gracious and generous and wonderful supporters and using it to support other Patreons, primarily other podcasters, but not completely, definitely other creators. So I have my own account, a Jason Hobbs account, where I can support people on Patreon. I also have an account, Hobbs and Friends, where other people can support me and the show, Hobbs and Friends. I use that money to pay for the website, Blueberry website, editing, many things, also including buying gaming books that I talk about and running games that I talk about on my show, or supporting Kickstarters for products that I want to read and understand, and so I can help and talk intelligently about different games. I use it to go to conventions where I can continue to brand what I'm doing, and more people means more listeners, which could mean more support, which eventually could mean more episodes per month, right? I want to go weekly. I would love to go weekly, but I kind of have to have a certain amount of money in order to do that. And if I don't get it, then I don't get it, you know? I don't know what else to say about that. In my opinion, I could have either used the funds that I'm getting that go in and then put them into my own account and then use that to pay creators, or I could actually use the Hobbs and Friends account to support other creators and show transparently that I was using that account to pay the support those other people on Patreon, right? And so if I want to support Spike Pit, or if I want to support Roleplay Rescue and Che Webster, or if I want to support Froth or Tim Shorts or anybody, if I want to support Chris Kudelik, and so I can speak more intelligently about Hydra Cooperative products or what's coming next in the Hill Cantons campaign, these are all things that I think are very good for Hobbs and Friends. They've helped me have some of the episodes I have, some of the connections I have, and I think it shows me to have character to want to spread the support that I'm getting out to other creators. But apparently that isn't right. Apparently I'm supposed to use that for very specific things, and I don't know. I don't really know. Like always, I don't know. Colin calls himself Conflicted Colin. I am Indecisive Hobbs. I just don't really know, and I am upfront, and I own that shit, that I don't know anything. All I know is that I don't know anything, and all I can do is the best I can do with my near 50 years of experience and trying to be a good person. So I removed my support of all of those shows and all of those patrons. I don't even know what you call it sometimes. Hobbs and Friends no longer supports anything on Patreon. I intend to go back and use my own account to support those places. Apparently, some patrons didn't like that or felt uncomfortable about it. And that's kind of why I'm sending out this episode. If some other people have any thoughts or ideas about it, Tim Shorts constantly talks about using 20% of his patronage support that he gets from his patrons to support other patrons, like mine. Novel. I think that's awesome. I know that other people at Gaming NBS support people as Gaming NBS. Sean P. Kelly also supports Hobbs and Friends. I don't know. You know? I'm annoyed by it. I can see both sides. You feel like they're not using the money for what they're supposed to. But on the other hand, what are they supposed to be using it for? If you're supporting a person, whatever he uses it for, isn't that what he's supposed to be using it for? I don't know. I'd really like to hear from people, and this may be a volatile conversation, and it could be, you know, lose some patrons over it, but I guess I should probably lose them if I'm not doing what I should be doing with the funds they're sending me. So anyway, kind of a weird screed, but definitely random as hell. So give me a call in. Give me some more fodder. I started playing an AD&D game last night. I probably should have put something in between this. Ah, well. I'll talk more about the games I'm playing and how difficult it is to schedule maybe next episode. Anyway, peoples, screeters, that's better to burn out than to fade away. Another Random Screed Encore by Jason Hobbs. Hey, everybody. I think you all know that I like to run BX. You're also probably aware that in the last year or so, Gavin Norman at Necrotic Gnome put out BXE, BX Essentials. And I've talked about it some, but did you know that there is a Kickstarter from Necrotic Gnome going on right now for Old School Essentials, OSE, where he has also taken a better layout, better wording, fixed anything that he could on any BX stuff, and he's got an awesome box case. You can get a large tome with everything. You can get 5 books separately, hardcover. It's pretty incredible, actually, and if you don't know about it, you should go check it out now. Go now. Check it out. OSE, Gavin Norman, Old School Essentials. Yeah, tell them Hobbs sent you.